Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chav Ches. We're on Daf Kuf Chav Ches, and today we'll learn the Ilan Nishmas. Chaya Blima Bas Mordechai. Show us Daven Aliyah, the art that is today. Who are we up to?
I think we're going back to Maisa
Rishon. Oh, okay. Maisa Rishon Shenitla Trumaso?
Yeah.
So, okay. Maisa Rishon Shenitla Trumaso. So, Pshita. Isn't that obvious? Maisa Rishon, that Truma was taken off. What's wrong with that? That's nice. That's what you're supposed to do, right? What's wrong with that? No. Lo tzmicha shehekdimu b'shibulim. You went and before the tvua was in bundles, the nitlu mimenu trumas meiser. You took off the truma. You took off the meiser. The order is supposed to be truma then meiser. In the meiser, you give trumas meiser, right? A tenth of that goes to a kohen. You did it out of order. You gave the meiser first. Then you gave Truma's Meiser. Then you gave the Truma.
Doesn't the Levi give Truma's Meiser?
Correct. So the Levi took the Meiser before the Truma. In that, he gave off Truma's Meiser. But the Truma was never given. That Meiser is still okay. V'lo nitla mimenu Truma Gedola. Never gave Truma Gedola, was never given. V'chihad the Amar v'avo Amar v'shlakish. Meiser Rishon Shekdimu v'shibolim. Potter mi Truma Gedola. If you do that, Taka, you're potter from Truma Gedola. You can make an end run around Truma Gedola. Shenemar, the Harimos Yemenu with Trumas Hashem, Maisim and a Meiser. Maisim and a Meiser, Yemarti Lachav, Lo Truma Gedola, Trumas Maisim and a Meiser. In other words, you can make an end run around Truma Gedola that doesn't passel the Meiser. And certainly it doesn't passel the Trumas Meiser inside. Okay? Amaler Papa Labaya, Ihachi, then I feel Higdimu Bikri Nami Lifter. And even if you do it at an earlier stage, when the only thing you've done is you haven't even bundled anything, you just piled it up in the field. Even at that stage, you should also, if you go out of order, you should be putter from Truma Gedola. Amalei, no. Amalei, alech amakra, mikol mat nosechem terimu. No, that's too early. At that stage, you have a pasuk that says, from all your matanos, you have to give Truma. So my Ross, what's the difference between a very early stage and a later stage? At the very early stage, if you go out of order, you're still chayiv in truma. And at a later stage, if you go out of order, you're not chayiv in truma. What's the difference? High igdin, the high low igdin. The difference is because at one stage, right, when it's in a kree, it's called igdon. Maisa dogon. What's dogon? Wheat. And however, once it's already in shibolim, it's not called wheat anymore, and therefore the halacha changes. Okay, it's a limud. Okay, next, Maisa Sheni. And if you took off Maisa Sheni correctly, that what's the din? The din is, if you took off Maisa Sheni correctly, you're allowed to move it. The pshita. No. Lo tzvicha, the chiddush is, shenathan et ha-keren, you gave the keren, v'lamnathan et ha-chomesh, when you redeemed it, right, so if you redeem $100 worth of Meiser Sheni, you have to pay $120, right? It's a fifth, really $125. In normal English, we call it a fifth. We call that a quarter. The Gemara calls that a fifth. But fine. So you didn't pay that fifth. So, v'akamash v'lan, the ain chomesh ma'akev. The chomesh is not ma'akev. Okay? V'atorem ha'yavesh. Dafka yavesh. Only if it's yavesh. Avalach, lo, not lach. My time, why not? Kiven demarir, since it's bitter, right? Lo achla, you're not going to eat it. It's only good for food, for animal food. Then we said, avalo is hatevel. But if it's tevel, which is not edible anyway, what's the heter to move that around? Not edible. So much as pshita, is that obvious? Not edible? No. Lo tzvicha betevel tavel midrabanan. It's tevel that's usher midrabanan. What does that mean? It means the whole tool is midrabanan. What's that? Shazaro ba'atit she'eno nakav. You planted it in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it. Okay? If it has a hole in it, then it's no different than the ground. Could we say that the roots go, the yanika, the what's the word, yanika?
Nourishment.
The nourishment is coming from the ground, going through the hole. That's the same thing as the ground. If it doesn't have a hole in it, the sealed flower pot on your windowsill, the midrabanan, you're growing tomatoes in there, so midrabanan, that has the din of tevel. Then we said, velo maisa rishon, if it's maisa rishon, it wasn't taken through pshita, the obvious. If it's not taken off, you're not allowed to eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because there's truma in there, right? So Gemara says, lo tzricha, now the chiddush is, shekdimu bikri, right? Where you went ahead very early, shenatal mimenu meiser, you took off meiser, v'lat lumenu truma gedola. And you didn't take off truma gedola. Ma'adatam, I would have thought kedam papa labaya, like a papa said to abaya, even in such a case you're potter. Kamash malan kiddushan le abaya. No, like abaya answered back. Right, that snap doesn't potter you. Below is meiser sheni, again, pshita. If you were redeemed meiser sheni correctly, what's the question? What's the issue? There's nothing wrong with that. Lo tzvicha de niftu, you redeemed it, but lo niftu hakel chasan. You didn't redeem it the right way. What does that mean? Meiser shepadu agabe asimon. You redeem meiser on an asimon. Asimon means like a slug. Doesn't mean what they have in Israel when they put in the telephone. It wasn't minted, exactly. And the Rachman Amar, the Torah says, v'tzorata hakesef biyodecha. Funny lashon tzorata. That when you're redeeming the meiser sheni, v'tzorata, what does v'tzorata mean? Vitarta. Davar sheish batura. It has to be a coin that has a tura. It has to have a form on it. It has to have a picture of the president. It has to have something on it. If it doesn't have anything on it, it's just a slug, that doesn't count. The guy didn't know the halachas. He did that. He had all the good intentions in the world. Hektish. What about hektish? Shechilu al gabi karka. You redeemed it on karka. The Rachman Amar v'nasana kesef v'kamlo. You can't redeem hektish on karka. Has to be on metallic wood. Why? Because it says it's not a kesef or kamlo. It's kesef or any shav of kesef, but not karka. Below it's haluf. Luf is something not edible. Tana rabbanan metalto nas achetav. You can move the grass. Mibnei shumaycha letzviim. Because it's fit for a deer. For deer. Betsa chardal and mustard seeds. Mibnei shumaycha liyonim. It's fit for doves. Rishur meingalil omer af metalto and shivrei zechuches. You can even move shivrei zechuches. Mibnei shumaycha liniimos. Because it's good for the ostriches. I'm only of Nassan El Miata, so Chavili Zamorati Tazlu, you should be able to move bundles of vines, Mipnei, Shumaychal Lepilin, because you can give it to the elephant. Says the Gemara, no. Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, Ni'imos Shechi. Having a pet ostrich, that's common. But Pilin Lo Shechi, nobody has a pet elephant. That's very not common. I thought that's a great safer to write about it. Collect all the Gemaras that talk about elephants and shas, and make a safer out of it. Right? I bet that hasn't been done yet.
Yeah.
I will want any pictures.
I'll give you this. Come
without the pictures.
Without the pictures. So Amar Meimar, Shir Mengel said, no, that's ridiculous. Don't tell me that you can have bundles because it could be fit for an elephant. No, who has elephants? No elephants around. So Amar Meimar, Vahu the Isbe Ni'imos. By the way, getting back to the ostriches, that only works if you have an ostrich. If you have a pet ostrich, you have one, then yeah, you can give them broken glass. They eat broken glass ostriches? I don't know. But then you can give it to them. Just because there's one in the zoo, that doesn't count. Tom Rav Ashi, wait a minute. I don't know. Eldik Amalei Rav Nassan Lo Shir Ben Gamliel, he just asked him, well, what about elephant food? Chavili Zemoros Yitatelo B'nei Shumaycha Lepilin. Isle Pilin, am I low? So what if you have a pet elephant? If you have a pet elephant, then you should be mutter to carry the vines. Elephant food. Right? Ella, not sure what this answer is. Ella ro'oi. The issue is, when Rav Nassan asked the question, right? Ro'oi. Meaning, what I meant to say was, would this be fit for an elephant? Of course nobody has them. Would it be fit? If it would be fit, maybe it should be mutter. Hachanami, here too, right? When he muttered the glass, he meant, Hachanami here too, right? Roy. I meant to say that it's, yeah, that would be Roy, if you have one. So the halach is the same. If you have the pet, and this pet, whatever pet it is, I saw in the back in the Masifta, they have a whole discussion. They have a whole discussion about having pets. That you see from this Gemara that people had weird pets.
I mean, they actually knew what an elephant was.
What?
I mean, they knew what an elephant was. There's no elephants in the Middle East or in Europe.
Right, interesting. Why? There were elephants by One of Yehuda HaMakabi's brother was killed by an elephant.
They imported them,
right? But they saw them. They were like what do you call it? They were like tanks. They were like army animals. Anyway, the answer is like this: if you have a pet, and the pet has a strange requirement, then that's not muksa. That's the food for that pet. Doesn't make a difference if it's an ostrich or an elephant or a dog or a cat or a parakeet, right? If you don't have one, then what are you handling with these items? For you, they're muksa. Makes sense, no? Yeah, if you have a pet, people have pets. They have bird. I used to have a bird, and it's all the seeds or whatever. So yeah, for the bird, you have to be busy with it. You're not allowed to not feed it. You have to feed it first.
My daughter's friend, they have a snake. They feed them frozen mice.
Frozen mice. So as bizarre as that is, so those frozen mice are muksa for you. Are not muksa for you. They're muksa. Amar Abaya. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Kula Sviru Luhu, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim. They all say the same idea, that b'nei Yisrael are Malachim. Where does that come up? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel HaDamar. We just said, how did we just say that? That we said that you're allowed to move food for ravens. Who is ravens? Only fancy people have these fancy pets, right? No normal people have it. Rabbi Shimon, Ditnan, b'nei Malachim.
Nothing changes.
B'nei Malachim, Sachin, Agab, Makaseh, and Shem, and Vered, Shaldak, and Shnei Malachim. The kings and the princes and the princesses, they smear themselves with fancy oil. That's how they act. They do that during the week. They do that on Shabbos. Rav Shimon, Omer, call Yisrael, B'nei Malachim. Every Yisrael is a status of Melech, and all of them can use this oil.
Just had the Mishnah.
That was this. We had with the clothing also, with the belt. Rabbi Shmuel, listen to what the Ritva says about this. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, Harehoyu, Noshin, Bo, Elef, Mana. Somebody owes $1,000. V'Noshin, V'Lavush, it's V'La, Bas, Kuf, Mana. He's wearing some fancy jacket worth $100. Some Avshitin also, you take it off him. Umabishin also, it's D'La, Haruyalo. You're allowed to take it from him. You can seize it. He has to wear a jacket, right? Who, you have to wear a $100 jacket? You wear a $10 jacket. Take the $100 jacket, sell it for $100. Pay off 90 of the 1,000 you owe, and then buy a $10 jacket for the guy. You don't have to wear the fanciest jacket in the world. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Vatana Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Call yourself wearing also its blood. Every Jew is worthy to wear a $100 jacket. But that's his. Why? Because every Jew is a B'nai Melech. The Ritva says, whenever you have in Shas a statement, and him, and him, and him, they all hold the same thing, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that, says the Ritva. Why? Because you have to go, and he holds like that, and he also held like that, and he also, they're all wrong. Derek, a cloud shots, whenever you say that principle, we never hold like them. If you say Amru Dover Echad, then we do hold like them. Because it's a unity. Here, that's the opposite of Achdus, and he also held like that, and he also, we don't hold like that. Interesting. Okay. Next. Chavile kash, the chavile moros, right? Tanur Rabbanan. Chavile kash, what's kash? Straw, bundles of straw. Chavile etzim, bundles of wood. Chavile zeradim, bundles of reeds. Im hiskinan lamaychal behema. If they're fit for maychal behema, metalton lasan. You can move it. V'im lav, and if not, im metalton. If not, I'm sure Ben Gamliel Omer. Chavilin hanitalon biyad echad mutter lataltalon. If you can move it with one hand, it's mutter. B'shtei yadayim aser lataltalon. If you have to use two hands, that's already too big of a tircha. It's aser. Chavile sia, ezov, vikornias, these grasses, hanichnasin le'etim, you use it for wood, for firewood, it's yontif. Ein mistapik behen b'shabbos, ein mistapik behen b'shabbos. So what are you doing that on Shabbos? No, on Shabbos, no firewood. L'maychal behema, mistapik behen b'shabbos. If it's for animal food, then it's okay, it's amuksa. V'kotein b'yad, you can cut it with your hand, v'ochel, and you can eat it. V'vad shlo yiktom b'kli, as long as you don't use a kli. Rashi says, it's a problem of tochein. High kederach chol. Like you can't cut it up with a kli like you do during the week. Rashi kederach chol. High man departam silka, apart silka, tamil tochein. If you're grinding up the beet, it's like tochein. Others say, tochein over here with it. Not tochein. What you're doing is, if you're cutting, what kind of tochein? You're grinding it so fine? No, it's not a problem. Very difficult, Rashi. Not a problem of tochein. It's a problem of masakin. You're fixing up the zmoros because you want it to look pretty for the animals. It's a tikkun. And you can't do a tikkun on Shabbos. Not tochein. Umolel, and you can rub them. Va'ochel eat them. Ubavad shel yumolel b'kli harbe. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. As long as you don't do them a lot, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Rishonim say, but if you use a kli by definition, it's called a lot. V'chacham omrim molel b'roshe etz ba'osav. You can use the tips of your fingers. Va'ochel and eat them. Ubavad shel yumolel b'yado harbe. Kederach shehu osav b'chol. As long as you don't use them a lot, the way you do them during the week. The whole discussion, what is going on here? What's the problem with this? Huh? You have some kind of fruit or vegetable inside a stalk, and you're rubbing them to get them out. A pea, and that, exactly. So what's the issue? Some say that the Balamar says, The only time it's usher are things mentioned in this Gemara. The things we mentioned before, these grasses. Stam, you want to have a grape or something, that's not a problem. Certainly not a Doraisa. Others say, no, it's always a problem. What the problem is, maybe it's a malach of dosh, if you're removing. So you do it with a shinui, it's very complicated, you can't pass it over here, you need a lot of time to go through this halacha l'maisa. V'chein be'imsa, with imsa, v'chein be'pigam and pigam, v'chein be'shar minei tavlin, all other spices. My imsa, what is imsa? Nina, mint. Sia, what's that? Amar Yehuda, tatri. Ezov avarta, kornis, kornis hashema. V'ha ahu da'amalahu man debay kornisa, if someone wants to get kornisa, v'shtaka chushi, and he ended up chushi. So what do you see? That kornisa is called chushi, and it's not called kornisa. Ella, sia, tatzi, ezov avarta, kornisa is chashi. Okay. Itmar, basar, well, this is names. So some say the halachas about molel rolling up and only applies to these items, mint, whatever. So it doesn't apply to other things in the kitchen. Others say it doesn't make a difference. Itmar, basar maliach. What about basar maliach? Salted meat. Mutal l'taltal on Shabbos. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Basar tuffel. Some raw. What? How do they translate tuffel?
Unsalted,
raw. Ravuna amar mutal l'taltal. You're allowed to move it. Rav Chista Amar also l'taltalo. You're not allowed to move her. Rav Huna Amar mutal l'taltalo. Rav Huna says you're allowed to move that. V'ha Rav Huna Talmud derav have. V'ha Rav Kriviyuda Sfirle to Islay Moksa. Wow, why? What's the heter to move this? Right? Why could you move unsalted meat? What are you gonna do with it? The only thing you can really do with it is give it to an animal.
Yeah, so,
you can't eat that.
Right.
So Kimux, but he holds like Muksa. He holds it a very strict Muksa. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Huda holds everything's muksa. So what's the hetzer for animal? How does it have to be before Shabbos? So
yeah, it's crazy because of a glass that is natural for an ashkin, but meat that is
right.
Basic for any animal in the world is a problem.
Right. So kim muksa la'achila savalok Rabbi Huda. When it comes to food, edible food, he holds like Rabbi Huda. Everything's muksa. The muksa l'taltel, but just moving it around, savalok Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. You can't eat it. Because it wasn't designated as food, because it's not salted. But to move it around, you can. What kind of chiluk is that? What kind of thing is that? Regarding moving a holak of Shimon and regarding eating a holak of Yehuda? So the Pnei Yeshua says, because it says in the Torah, Vehechinu es asher yaviu, last week's parsha, 2 weeks ago. Vehechinu, and they will prepare, es asher yaviu. That's talking about food. So you see from here that in the Torah, there's an idea of preparing food before Shabbos. So for that, he's very machmer. I'm moving things around. Okay, so Shimon said it's okay, so I'll call Rav Shimon. When it comes to food, the Torah already was machmir. Torah is machmir. I'm very machmir. Rav Chista Omar, asal l'taltal. Rav Chista says asal l'taltal. For Rav Yitzchak bar Ami ikla l'ver Rav Chista, he went there. V'chaza dahu bar Avza, he saw a goose. Dahavi kama taltal ilay mishamsha l'tula. He was moving the goose from the shade, from the sun to the shade. Remember Rav Chista, Chisar and Kitzka Chazin Hacha. What, trying to save yourself $3? Trying to save yourself some money. So what do you see? They moved it. No, says the Gemara, Shani Bar Avza, the goose is different. The Chazi L'Umtza, because you could suck on it. Says Tosvos, the third to bottom Tosvos, Mikan Raya, here you see, the Dam Evarim, that the blood of an Aver, Shalo Piresh, didn't go out, Mutter. The Kamar has the Chazil Umza, Afagaftil Omaliah. Even though it wasn't salted. So you can eat that, even though it's not salted.
That's a duck.
Exactly, it's like a duck. So, right. I don't even know if we hold like this or not. I spent all the time on number B's. What?
Turkey.
No one says it's treif. No one says it's treif. It has to be a Masorah that it's kosher. That's the only thing. And that is no Masorah because it's an American, it's only in America. So it didn't, no one knew about it until 1492. You understand? That's the issue. The issue is we don't even, because in the Torah it doesn't say what a siman of a bird is. It just says which birds are not kosher. So by process of elimination, these are the ones that are kosher. I think that's a very funny thing. So the Gemara does give simanim, okay? So developed that we only eat birds, we have a tradition that they're kosher. So when they discovered the turkey here in America, we don't know that in Europe. So that's why some people don't eat turkey. It's a small minority of people, and they found that there's some cousin in Europe which is related. It's fine. Okay.
Why is something raw is unsalted?
Because that go hand in hand.
Why can you salt it and not cook it?
What? Because it's basar maliach and basar tofel, so it's the contrast. Salted and unsalted. Tarabanan. Dag maliach mutal l'taltalo. A salted fish, yeah. Dag tofel us l'taltalo. Unsalted, no. Basar, meat. Bein tofel, bein maliach mutal l'taltalo. And basa maliach can be moved no matter what. Like you said before, it's still good for animals. Tana rabbanan, metaltalin et ha'atzamos, you're allowed to move bones, mipneishu macha leklovim. Because you can give it to the dog, right? Says Tosfos on the bottom there. This is Rabbi Yehuda. The isle mukta mairi. Rabbi Yehuda is very machma when it comes to mukta. Kigon, shalo haya aleha basa me'esmal. There wasn't meat on it on Friday. What if there was meat on it on Friday? What if there was meat on it on Friday? Right? Then says the Achron, the Ritva says, then it would be a problem of Nolad. Yesterday it was good chicken. Now it's just a bone. You hear that?
I don't hear it.
I don't know. Basar tapuach. Basar tafuach, rotten, putrid. Idneishu maichal l'chaya, you can give it to an animal. Maya magulin, if it's water that's been exposed, which you shouldn't drink, because maybe there's snake venom in there. Idneishu roi l'chatul, you can give it to a cat. Says Rashi, if a cat eats a snake, then certainly the cat can eat the poison in the snake. Right? So that's not a problem. And Rav Shimon Galil, Omer kol atzman aser, la'ashos ha'nei sakana. You can't leave that in the house at all because it's a sakana. But putting the muksa aside, yeah, well, the cat could drink it. Okay, next. Kofin es hasal, l'sneha efrochim. You're allowed to turn over the basket for the pigeons. Kedei sheyalu v'yardu. They're going to go up and down. Says Rashi, the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Ashmeinon, you see from here, by the way, you're not allowed to move animals, right? Live animals are muksa. So what am I doing? I'm putting the kli, and I'm now going to make the kli not usable because there's a chicken on the kli. I'm allowed to move a kli for something that I can't even move on Shabbos. Right? Well, because I need the place. Because the Gemara is actually going to ask this question in a minute regarding another kli. Tarnagoles shabarcha. If the chicken ran away, dochin osa. You're allowed to push it ad shedikane. Right? You're allowed to push it till it gets back into its pen.
It's not
a tzeda. It's not, no, no. So it's assuming it's not a tzeda issue. How you get out of the tzeda, that's a good question. You have to assume it's not a tzeda. There's only talking about muksa. So you're allowed to, you're like sort of like, you know, maneuver it. You can't touch it really, you can maneuver it. Madadin egalin utsyachin. This is even worse. This is like sort of like leading it. The goat, right? You're allowed to lead them, right?
Even like calves and young donkeys.
Correct. Calves and young donkeys. Ah, is it a problem of muksa? You're touching it? So there's two answers. Number one, it's tsar balachayim. If you don't do this to them, they're going to be in pain. And number two, it's a question of losing your money. This is your parnasa. So we're afraid if we don't master the muksa, they'll come to do worse things. Like they say with the fire. Isha madda es bina. A mother can do the same thing for a child. Right? Rashi says, because the Gemara is going to say this, because at worst, even if she picks up the child, she's not being over Doraisa, because children, you're not chayav if you carry children. Right? Chayav knows that's atzma. So no reason to be machmir. Amar Yehuda, Amosai, when is that true? Bizmanshu no tel achas imaniach achas. That's only true if when you're doing that, the child can still walk. Aval imho ya gorer, osir. If the child's going to be dragging his feet, because he doesn't even walk yet, then there's no heter to pick him up. That's a big discussion. Is there an issue of chayav knows that's atzma by a newborn? We're going to get to that tomorrow. But here the Mishnah seems to say very clearly, right, that if the baby can't walk, you really can't maneuver him like this because there's a chashash, you're going to pick him up. And if you pick him up, there's no heter of chai noses atmo. Chai noses atmo only by like a one-year-old. But he can walk by himself. Right, he can walk by himself, right? But if he can't walk by himself, then we don't say such a heter. It makes sense. The problem is that tomorrow's daf, the Gemara doesn't say that. We'll see tomorrow. What? I think it is how we pass him. It's still Darabanans, whatever. Okay. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Behema shenafla la'amas hamayim. If an animal fell into the pit of water, so maybe karm v'kasasos, you can bring blankets and pillows, whatever. Umuniach tachteha, put it underneath. V'imalsa also, and if it comes out, it comes out. Right? Okay. Meisvei, wait a minute. Behema shenafla la'amas hamayim. If behema fell into the water, osin la'parnasa b'mkoma b'shvel shalot tamas. You can do whatever you can, so it shouldn't die. You can feed it whatever you want. Parnasa in, karm v'kasasos low. But you can't. Bring things and make them into muksa. And I take my pillow, give it for the animal, and I can't touch the pillow now. The animal's sitting on the pillow. I just took a pillow and made it muksa on Shabbos. But our mission is you can do that. Lo kasha, no. Had the efshe b'parnasa, had the efshe b'parnasa. Is it possible to feed it? Efshe b'parnasa in. V'ila, and if you can't feed it, it's in a situation, whatever. So then maybe, kar b'kaza b'nech tachteha, then take a pillow. V'ha kababata kli me'ichano. Yeah, but you've just now undone the kli meichano. Now you can't use this kli anymore. Sabar, about the kli meichano, durabanan. You're not allowed to take a kli and on Shabbos make it in such a way that like now this kli became unusable. Because no, it's now the animal's sitting on it. How am I getting that kli away? How am I getting that kli back? So you can't do that on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, Sabar, about the kli. What is that? It's muksa. Tar ba'alechayim doraisa. Tar ba'alechayim is a din doraisa. Why is it a din doraisa? There's like 11 reasons why it could possibly be a doraisa. Rashi here says it's azov to azov. Right? Don't look, don't keep on walking when the animal needs your help. Right? What do you see from there? She can't leave an animal go by. The animal needs your help. That's what Rashi says. Anyway, ba'asi doraisa v'dachi derabanan. The doraisa comes and pushes aside the derabanan. Right, so asks the Rashba, two points. Right, what about in the Mishnah? The Gemara didn't ask this question about the thing with the bird with the chickens, taking the kli and making the chicken sit on it. How come the Gemara didn't ask that by the chicken? The Gemara asks it over here. So the Rashba says because chickens can jump on and off. You're not really losing the kli. Here you can manage losing the kli. Not going to use the kli the rest of Shabbos. Different. Magad Avram asks, wait a minute. How come if you're allowed to violate muksa and put the pillow underneath, so why can't you just pull the animal out? It's also violating muksa. That's a very good question. You hear the question? Because of tzar ba'al lechayim, you can put a pillow for him. So if I can put a pillow, why can't I just pull him out? So he doesn't really give a. His answer is not all the rabbanim are created equal. Right? Not all the ones are created equal. So to be so, so makel.
Well, that's preferred. That's all.
To be so makel. Right. The question is, what if you don't have a pillow? And the only way to save him is to pull him out. So that's a machlokas. Some say, no, too bad. Some say, no, in that case, we can let you pull him out. Right? Okay. Tainagolos shabarcha. V'dachin in madadin lo. And you could do this duckin issue, but you can't lead him. Tanin lahadotan rabbanim medadin behema chayev oof b'chatzer. You can move the behema chayev oof in the chatzer. Avalo tatar nagolas, but not a chicken. Tanagolas my time alo. Amar baya mishum dekafka nafshe because it's jumping around. So it's a chashash you're going to carry it. We don't say chayev oof by a chicken, right? They jump around. You know, this is not going to happen by a goat. It'll jump around, right? Okay.
You can't
do a leash on chicken. Exactly, we can't do that. Tani Chad, the one bride says, and a woman can do this for her son even in her shusarabim. The ain't shavach lomar b'chatzer. The Tani Idach ain't okrin behema v'chayev v'of b'chatzer. Avol dochin behen she kantu. You can push it so that it goes into the house. So Agufa Kasha, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. Amar the first is ain't okrin. You can't uproot it. Avol d'dave madidim, but you can lead it. Hader amar. Then we said dochin in b'dadin lo. You can't lead it. Amar baya seifa. The seifa that said push. You push it. Asal tarnagolas. That's talking about chickens. Amar baya haiman d'shachet tarnagolas. Whoever shechts a chicken l'keshe yinuhu l'keshe l'kevishnihu l'kare ba'ara. You should. I think it means put your feet into the ground very forcefully.
It's legs.
Huh? It's legs. Inami or nadel meihu madel, or just the opposite, right? Or pick it up. Why? Dilma manach le latur frey. it's going to stick its feet, its claws there, bar in the ground, but akale simanim, and somehow it's going to get sick, and the simanim are going to get ruined, and it's going to become possible.
It's
going
to pull away. It's going to make
it sort of... Exactly. It's going to pull away, and therefore it's going to make you...
That's why
we tie our patients down the outside. Right. Okay, next. Ain You cannot assist. You cannot deliver an animal on yontif. Why not? Rashi says, the ikka tircha yisera. Tell this to your wife. The Ritva says, the reason why you can't is because it's an isser of makah b'patish. You hear that one? Delivering the baby is makah b'patish.
Oh, God.
It's not nola.
It's not nola. It's makah b'patish. Rashi says, tircha. Av mesadam, but you can assist. What could you do? We'll see in the Gemara. Umiyaldin es ha'isha b'shabbos. You're allowed to be miyaldin an isha on Shabbos. A woman is a whole different story. The korin lo chachama. You're allowed to even call a midwife, mimakom alakom from a different place, umachal and let ha Shabbos, and you mechal the Shabbos. So ask the lakute chever ben chayim. 1 minute. It says about, and for a woman you could do anything, and you can even call a midwife. Why do you say you can even call the midwife? Isn't that obvious? I can be mechal Shabbos, and I can also call the midwife. Why is that added here? So he explains. You know why it's added? Because even you have a midwife, but the better midwife is over there. Even for that, you can be Mechal Shabbos. So based on this, Rav Yosha, I'm trying to look for it. Rav Yosha had two shailos that he was asked. Number one, the surgeon says like this. The surgeon says like this. Oh, here it is. The surgeon says like this. The surgery has to be done on Shabbos. The surgeon says, and if I'm smoking, I'm a better surgeon. I'll be much better. So can I smoke while I'm performing the surgery on Shabbos? Says Rav Yosha, no. Why? That's an indulgence. And Rav Yashiv says, what if his own son was being surgery on his own son and didn't have a cigarette? Son's not going to get the best care in the world? No, there's no question about that. Right? So Rav Yashiv says no. The next question he was asked was, can you turn on the GPS? You know how to get to the hospital. You know how to get there. But you want to check the traffic. And you want to check maybe there's a faster route. Can I turn on the GPS on Shabbos? Check. Rav Yashiv said yes. Why? You can see the difference very clearly, no? You don't see the difference? What? You get there fast? No, because it's for the chola.
Right.
Even though the cigarette's also for the chola, that's very, very removed. That's very removed. You hear the difference?
But
you
can,
what? The music, a different story. What's the head for the music? I know there's a whole shot with the music. Huh?
In the car,
yeah. It'll soothe her. So what Yashiv says, what Yashiv says,
and the surgeon.
So Rabbi Yashiv says, here it says,
play music when you do surgery? Once in blue moon, I have Shia on my phone with Bluetooth on it. I'm like, this is just a
monitor. So listen to what it says. Mutter Linsawa im Hamashir. You're allowed to travel with the GPS. Vlokide lim noach hil Shabbat. El Shatovas hacholahi. It's good for the chola. She agil beis hachol, but over marbiyos, you get to the hospital faster. What's the issue? No issue. But the cigarette's also good for the patient. So that's an indulgence, right? So Yashiv was I don't think anyone would have a problem with either of these halachas, right? Okay. Next, the kosher is a tibur. You could tie the umbilical cord. Rabbi Yossi Omer af hachotchin. You can even cut it. The chol tzarchei mila osim b'shabbos. All tzarchei mila you can perform on Shabbos. Let's just do a little bit. Ketad mesadon, how do you help deliver the animal? You're not allowed to deliver it. So how do you help? So if Yehuda Amar, Ochet es avlaj lo yipol. Alright, catch it, doesn't fall. But Nachman Amar, the question is, if you're not there, what's going to happen? The animal's not going to die. Right? People deliver animals all the time without human intervention. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Maybe it depends if it's domesticated.
The Gemara's going to ask that in a minute. Rav Nachman Amar, dochek babasar, somehow you push the flesh, kadesh yeti avlaj, so the vlaj should come out faster. Tanik Avosei Rav Yehuda, Ketad Mesad, and how do you help? Ochden as a Vlad, you catch the Vlad, Shal Yipal, or it shouldn't fall. Venofach lo b'chotmik, you can even blow into its nose. Venosing lo dad lo toch piv, you can even help the baby find the mother, Kadeshina, so that it should suckle. Avim Shir Ben Gamliel, Merachman Hayinu ala behemoth tohor b'yontif, you can have pity on a kosher animal on yontif. Hechi Avi, what do you do? Amar Abaya, maybe bull shal melach, you bring some salt. V'maniach lo b'soch ha-rechem, and you put it in the rechem of the mother, Kadesh Tins Kartzaira, so that it should remember the pain it had when it just delivered the baby. V'tirachim alav, and it should have interest and go back to its own child. So umazalfin me shilya, you sprinkle the meshilya water agavi vlad kadeshi tariach so that it should recho, it should smell. V'tarach emelav, and the mother should say, "Where's my baby?" and come back. V'dafka tahora avol tamei alo. My time. What's wrong with a non-kosher animal? So the Gemara says, Temeya, I don't know, I didn't ask a zoologist if this is true, Temeya, lo merachka. First of all, they don't abandon their children. Like the domesticated animals do. They have to go through all this rigmarole to get the mother back. They don't abandon. And v'eat vlada. And if they do abandon vlada, lo makarva. There's nothing that's going to get them back. So you can do all the tricks in the world, it's never going to happen. Is that biologically true? Zoologically? I don't know. Okay. Mialdin es ha'isha. We can help the mother. Should we stop? All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow is an absolutely fascinating daf on Amud Beis. You're going to hear something that I guarantee, I can almost guarantee you're not going to hear in a different shir. It's pretty much of a guarantee.
It will be worth it.
You'll hear it here in the snow. I will be here, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow morning at 8:10.
Assuming there's power.
Everybody have a good Shabbos. Everybody.